Opposition to a proposed hospital in downtown Utica has found its way onto the ballot this fall. As WRVO's Payne Horning reports, several candidates for the city's Common Council are pledging to resist the project if elected.
When voters in Utica's first ward head to the polls on November 7th, they will see a unique addition to their ballots. Next to Common Council candidate Lou Posha's name are the words, "No Hospital Downtown."
We wanted to demonstrate in a very vivid way that the people of the city are opposed to this downtown hospital. It is being forced down our throats by the elites of our community.
Posha is the only candidate officially running on the No Hospital Downtown party line, but there are other candidates for Common Council who have also pledged to vote against anything that would support the hospital in that location, such as bonding for the facility's parking garage that Utica and Oneida County are planning to finance.
It depends how many are elected. We have to see. But we believe that we'll be in a position to do it.
The opposition movement to the hospital has fought the project for months, saying it will mire the city in debt and displace dozens of businesses that are operating within the proposed footprint. Utica College government professor Luke Perry says getting that movement onto the ballot, while atypical, is strategic.
It's gotten a lot of earned media coverage, which in a campaign is a good thing. Certainly that enhances both the cause that they're advocating for as well as their name recognition.
Supporters of the downtown hospital, like Utica Mayor Rob Palmieri, say the opportunity is too good to pass up, especially when the state is making a significant investment in the project.
It's the first time I could ever remember that the governor coming up with $300 million to have a state-of-the-art facility with consolidation. I think the people have to open up their eyes a little bit to understand that the most important thing is a health care facility.
Palmieri says he's not worried by these No Hospital Downtown candidates, saying he's placing his trust in the voters of Utica. In Utica, I'm Payne Horning for WRVO News.